In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Holy 50 Days, and as we said last time, that the theme of the Holy 50 Days, the Lord is speaking and defining Himself to us. The Church is choosing the passages from the Gospels that where the Lord is speaking about Himself, saying, "I am." And as we said, "I am" is the name of God in the Old Testament, Ego Emi. Today he is defining himself or identifying himself to the woman, the Samaritan woman, by saying, "I am he. I am the one whom you are waiting for. I am the Messiah whom you are expecting and whom you are and all your people are waiting for." And today the Lord spoke to the woman also. He said to her, "If you know the gift of God and who it is who he says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the water that the Lord is speaking about is the Holy Spirit that is going to be given to believers as a gift from God. This water has certain characteristics. It is different than anything else. If we now we look and see in comparison, the water that is given from God, that is the Holy Spirit, versus the water that is giving from the world, that's all of its materialistic stuff that is given to anyone, the people who are after the water of the world, how they are to be compared to the people who gets the water that's from God. As the Lord said, it is a gift from God. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. No one whatsoever would deserve a gift like this. And this same wording, gift, was said by Saint Peter when he was preaching to the people in the day of Pentecost, when he said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So the first of all, it is a gift. But this gift, you see that Saint Peter is saying that there is certain prerequisite in order to be able to receive it. First of all, you repent, then be baptized, and then you will be receiving the gift. You cannot say that I am worthy because I have done so and so. No man can boast from God before God and saying that I deserve to be given the Holy Spirit. Your repentance and remission make you, yes, receptive, make you a vessel that where light is going to shine upon you. But this is not something you do in order to deserve. There is a great difference here. So here, what is given from God is a gift. His salvation was a gift. The Holy Spirit was a gift. His body and his blood is a gift. But again, not because it is a gift, then there should not be any preparation to receive it. This living water, God gave as a gift. If we compare this to the water of the world, all of its wealth and all of its possessions, nothing is given from the world as a gift. You always have to work, and work hard before you get anything. And we all understand that. If anyone is going to hire you, maybe he will enslave you to work in order that he would, at the end of the month, he will give you your wage. There is a difference between the water that's from the world and the water that God gives, the Holy Spirit, that is gifted to the believer. The second characteristic of this water, it's a living water. What is the meaning, it's a living? Living means it comes from a source that's fresh and it's always renewing. And this is also a characteristic of a believer whom the Holy Spirit works in him. He is always a new one. Even after he comes and become old in age, still the work of the Holy Spirit will renew this person. And he moves from renewal to renewal. And this step never stops. You find that we read and we see about saints in the Bible, they always surprise us when they come with something new and they change in life. Where did they, how they were able to do this? It is the work of the living water. Now, the question is for all of us, am I enjoying this action of the Holy Spirit, renewing my mind over and over? I'm a person whom everybody can see that the changes are happening in my life, or I am the same person with the same mistakes, with the same faults. I'm not trying to change whatsoever. I do not feel like anything is added to my life after I knew the Lord and I came to believe in Him. It is a living water. It is renewing, making us every day a new creation. Every day our minds are renewed and our spirit are also strengthened because of this living water that was given to us as a gift. The third characteristic of this water, that those who receive it never thirst. What is the meaning here? Those who receive this gift, they enjoy the action of the Holy Spirit in them. They are not in need of anything. They are just content with their relationship with God. This is what makes them satisfied. Nothing is going to be added to them after they came to this point. If you compare this to the position of the world, that is the water of the world, no one in the world would ever come and say, I am content with the sum of money that I gathered so far. No one will come and say that I am satisfied with my career till here. That's the end of it. The people who are content to go after the water of the world, they always in a state of strife, struggling over and over and over, never satisfied, never content, never happy. There is something missing. Compare this to a person who enjoyed the work of the Holy Spirit in his life. He is very content. He doesn't feel like he is lacking anything. Under tribulations, he still can comfort others. When he is missing even many things in his life, he doesn't feel that he is lacking anything. Who gave him this? It is the act of the Holy Spirit. This is something that cannot be described. We have to enjoy it ourselves to come to this point in our relationship with God where the Holy Spirit will make us not thirsty for anything. Not thirsty for money, not thirsty for positions, not thirsty for a career, not thirsty for somebody to baffle our ego. We are not in need of any of these. We are content with what God is doing in our lives. This water also, as the Lord identified, it becomes a fountain in those who receive it to satisfy the thirst of others. Those people who believe and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is active in their lives, it changes them to become also servants. They feel like I am indebted to other people. Look at this woman. When she believed, what happened? Immediately she moved and went to her people preaching the truth that she came to know. And this is something in common among all of those people who enjoy the work of the living water in their lives. It doesn't end at them. They always feel that there is something that we need to do. I am not here living by myself. I am not just enjoying what God is doing in my life, and I keep it for myself, I hide it. But on the contrary, I feel that I am compelled to go and do something. Even not preaching, maybe, might be even going and serving whoever is in need. It is something that we can see it, how this change that happened in the life of the people whom the Holy Spirit work on them. They are, in a way, feel the need to go and preach and talk and serve others and share love with everyone around them. So as we said, the living water is a gift from God. It's living. Those who receive it never thirst, and it becomes a fountain in those who receive it to satisfy the thirst of others. The last characteristic the Lord gave to this water, it gives everlasting life. Something that neither all the possessions of the world nor anything that could be similar to it can give us everlasting life. Yes, maybe money here can support your life and your living, but it's never going to exceed that. This is only the gift that can make you to enjoy life here and everlasting life. Don't think that when you follow God and you accept the work of the Holy Spirit in you and you respond to it, that you will be miserable here and you are putting all of your interest for the eternal life. This is not the case. Sometimes we assume that I will be, in a way, losing my happiness if I come closer to God here. I will be a person who is always sad and doesn't have fun, but this is not the case. The Holy Spirit will give you here contentment and joy, and will give you also everlasting life. Compare this to the water of the world. For example, the money. Money never made anyone happy here, and of course will never make anyone to inherit eternal life. why we are trading the living water for this water that makes us thirsty, not content at all, and also we will never be able through it to reach the kingdom. Let us meditate on this living water and allow it to work in our hearts and our lives in order to change us and to make us content and make us to serve others and make us also to inherit the kingdom the Lord prepared for us before the foundation of the world. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.